Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 91 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Guys, it's our Tommy Harris episode. Love Tommy Harris. Love
name,
a good Tommy
his
Harris.
Name comes up a lot.
His name came up in our chat earlier.
It just
today.
Did. Guys, so episode 91 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 1st. Boys, I'm playing Christmas music already. Don't judge me. Join with the bestest friends in the whole world. That Adele is here.
Hey, everybody.
Sammy Stats is here.
What's up?
Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
I'm Marcos, the Core Four, back together again. I love you boys.
Back
and again.
Back episodes.
We are Da Bear Minimum Podcast. We're on Facebook, Da Bear Minimum Podcast, on Twitter at Da Bear Min Pod, Instagram, Da Bear Min Podcast, Venmo, always open, always, always open, at Da Bear Minimum on Venmo. My boys, it's good to see you. How the hell we doing? Oh, wait, real quick.
Well.
We are brought to you by Aurelia Gloves. I'm sorry, I can't stop hitting the table, guys. I'm so excited.
It'd honestly be weird.
I
need to just sit on my fucking hands. Dude, I've never had, we're like 90 episodes in. It's just developed.
I'm
going to
give you oven mitts.
It's a tick, it's an itch. Guys, Aurelia Gloves at Aurelia, we never compromise when it comes to safety, comfort, or value by continually advancing the development, manufacturing, automation, and supply chain management processes. We've maintained consistently high value and affordable gloves. All industries, we've talked about them before. The guys are awesome. AureliaGloves.com for more information. And now, my boys, how the hell we doing?
Still well. Happy to see you.
Still well?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's
a city in Oklahoma.
Still well? Maybe.
Still well.
It sounds like it. That sounds right. It's always good to have a drink with the boys on a Wednesday evening. Mm-hmm. And
we got cocktails.
Talk a little sports.
We got Bush. We have cocktails today.
There will be no Bush, brought to you by cocktails.
There's a lot of ice noise on this one.
That's all right.
We're distinguished gentlemen.
We all have mustaches.
When we don't win.
ASMR.
I'm getting vanilla.
We just have to remind ourselves that we're
notes
gentlemen.
Of pine. Guys, how was trick-or-treating? How was Halloween?
Busy.
Chilly.
I fucked up.
You fucked up?
I fucked up big
time. You were
time.
Giving it away.
Dude, it's 36 degrees, and I operate under the, like, couldn't be me mentality a lot of times in my day. So, like, I'm thinking all day, like, dude, it's 35 degrees. I'm not fucking going outside trick-or-treating if I was these kids. So, like, the first kid comes up to the door right as trick-or-treating starts. I must have gave him, like, 8 to 10 minis. No joke. I'm like, dude, you're going to get a bunch of them. We had, like, 2 bags or whatever. And then the door kept ringing. And I'm like, okay, maybe the next guy gets, like, 6. I'm like, oh my god, I've started at an
oh no, what have I done?
Started at an unmaintainable pace. I was gonna start giving out golf balls towards the end of it. Like
kids are getting to the end of the block going,
hey, this guy's
got Pro V1.
He's giving out noodles to the kiddos.
Dads are like, what? Go? No, you're going.
Timmy,
back.
We're going to his house.
You're changing, and then you're going.
Take
again.
Your hat off and go.
Yeah.
He's like, Dave, this guy's got Pro V1s.
So unfortunately, in my neighborhood, a lot of older folks, so I don't have that problem. I had the reverse problem. I was giving every child a Dale handful of candy from the Kirkland bag.
Good.
Because, like, I think I might have had 12 kids
good.
The whole night.
Oh,
I was literally given big old handfuls.
Yeah.
We had, like, 70 kids.
Yeah, we had a lot.
Persistent kids, dude.
Our numbers were
what's right the what's the best costume that you saw yesterday?
Oh, mine hands down was the kid dressed as one of the beans from Fall Guys.
Yeah.
It was like a chicken bean. Dude, so he's like walking around and he can kind of like emote in it. So like he's kind of looks little and then he could like stand up real tall. He's like, woo! And then
that's a good Fall Guys character
woo!
Noise.
And then couldn't see shit. He couldn't see a goddamn thing. Mom's like, okay, turn right. And he's like, no, your other right. No, keep turning.
Awesome.
Okay, now
that's
walk.
Great.
Awesome.
That's great. Yeah.
Oh, I was dying laughing.
Best costume.
First kid that we had yesterday was my favorite costume. And it was simple. It was more so the presentation than it was the actual costume. It's this kid in one of those big inflatable dinosaurs, like the one that we saw the guy in Seattle.
The classic
the
one.
Big inflatable.
Yes.
Yeah, the
with
big,
the fan.
Big one. Yep. And so we have like pumpkins up in the front. We have a sign, a whole display, and he comes up and, you know, trick or treat. And so when he turns, his tail just knocks everything out.
Yes.
And then he turns to see what he's just done and he knocks the other side all the way out, dude. He's, oh, I'm sorry. And he waddled away, tripping over stairs, dude.
Yep.
It was the commitment from these kids this year was intense.
Yeah, we had a movie quality Michael Myers.
Oh wow!
But the kid couldn't have been older than 10, like just a very, it's almost very creepier. Small version. Oh, it was terrifying.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, awesome costume. He's coming up there. Kayla's giving the parents like adult apple cider out that's of the awesome. Crock pot. They're like, oh my god, thank you. Warm their hands up. And I'm like, dude, oh, that's awesome. That's a scary movie. Love that movie. And he's like, which one? I'm like, oh my god. I was not prepared for this. I was not prepared for this. And after they left, like the kid like asked me three times, like, no, which one?
Which one?
And it's like rides his bike past your house.
Which one?
I was just like, that was easily the creepiest and like most terrifying interaction I've ever had, because he was serious.
Right.
And I had no idea what to tell him.
I've just said two.
That's all he cared about. That kid knows far too much about the Halloween universe.
Franchise. Yeah.
My one of my favorite like ideas of costumes, and I didn't see it in person, but like as a couple guys who like have kiddos and will be walking here in the next couple Halloweens, like one was you dress them as a professional golfer, like so you dress them as Tiger and then we are their caddies.
Yeah.
That's so like one guy had a John Daly kid, little blonde haired, you know, bowl cut with the colorful pants and white pole. Dude, it was like the possibilities are endless.
Endless.
Oh,
they already started.
So to that front, I would love for 1 year, like if you guys could just humor me and we could do like a Lord of the Rings thing with the boys and they could be hobbits and we can be the grown characters.
Okay,
like,
let's, I think that'd be hilarious. Let's call our characters right
Hold
now.
Hold on real quick before we get into that.
Legolas, done.
A girl dressed up as Soulja Boy. She had the glasses, the white hat, like
that's
the
great.
Set. Like,
oh, that's
that
awesome.
Was the one.
That's
good.
Awesome.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but if we could do that one time, that would be awesome.
There was a kid that went as Marshmallow, and it was spot on, too.
Question.
Another miniature.
Answer,
miniature.
Dale.
How old is too old?
To trick or treat?
I said if you have a W-2, you can't trick or treat.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
I think 14, 15-year-old was, like, the oldest kid.
That's real late.
Yeah.
And they were at the end of the night, too. They were just trying to get as much candy as possible. They were like, hey, let me...
Speaking of get as much candy as possible, I enjoy the Ring doorbell footages of people stealing entire bowls of candy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, yes.
I think...
don't be surprised.
I think up to that point is good, the W-2 thing. I think the older you get, though, the more you got to sell it. If you're walking...
You got to try.
If you're walking around in, like, just
like a
jean hockey
jacket,
jersey,
yeah.
Being like...
Yeah, like, I had a kid come up in his lacrosse helmet.
Right.
And I'm like, you're not a lacrosse player for Halloween. You're a lacrosse player all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need... You're not Marshmallow all the time.
Are you guys a stickler on the trick-or-treat thing? Like, you got to say trick-or-treat?
No, you're already. It's 36 degrees.
Yeah,
oh,
I said just thanks.
And
thanks
you don't
for
know what
through.
Kids want to say.
I enjoy the little kids that don't understand, like, the formalities of it all. Like, hey, you say trick-or-treat, and then you put your bucket up, and I put the candy in. Some kids just walk up, and they look at you like, Halloween! And then just like, okay, give me your bucket. They just put their hand out.
Like, a girl
peace
didn't
be
open
with
her
you.
Bag. And I had a hand.
Were you guys giving out?
What do you do with this?
What was the
Kirkland
bag?
Costco.
Yeah, I think it's like the mix of like
bag?
Reese's,
yeah, whatever
Reese's almond joys. I actually keep all the almond joys though.
Oh,
I go through
really?
The bag and I pull every almond joy and I
is
keep
that a
it.
Thing?
So it's two things. One, I love almond joys
and the kids probably
your boy
don't.
And
yeah.
Fuck them kids, but that's what I'm
they
thinking.
Also,
is
they won't appreciate them.
They probably don't. So I'm
no one appreciates almond joys as much
I'm
as me.
Yeah, so they won't appreciate them. So you take the rest of them. I'll take these. I deserve this.
We always.
Yeah, you do.
I bought
you
this
do.
Fucking
yes,
bag.
I say we, but Amy always kind of organizes it. So Amy will always give out like candy of some kind, and then like
typical Halloween
something weird, right?
Oh yes, I
so,
did see that.
So this year it was candy, and then she also threw in like some like fidget type toys, just little like ones that you could get like a massive box of them or something on Amazon for like $20. Just like little toys or whatever. And then also fortune cookies.
The fortune cookies is a cool one.
I saw that and I was like very that. Confused.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always funny watching them walk up because they're just like, huh. And then they take one.
You don't like fortune cookies, kid?
There's sugar in there. I think last year we did potatoes.
See,
that'll shock you.
We're adults and we're like, haha, but like kids walk away from the house like
they're like, I gotta
this
fuck. No,
guy.
They were very excited.
Potato!
Last year, they were like,
potato.
They're like, what'd you get? Like, I
boil up, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Because they're gonna go throw it at a tree.
Or in
yeah,
your car.
A weapon.
In your windshield.
Yeah. That, dense.
Guys, and just like that, it's November. It's November, and I'm playing Christmas music again, and I'm not allowed to put the tree up yet. Shout out, honey. I'll ask next week. We'll see how it goes. Guys, I do want to get into so we saw week 8 wrap up here. We're at the halfway point starting week 9 of the NFL season. A couple of the big storylines in week 8, and then I want to do a little team exercise here. Obviously, the big one was you saw Kirk Cousins with that torn Achilles. Just a brutal injury. Like, for a guy that, like, I know we make fun of him, but, like, it's like
put up numbers.
It's like you push a girl in the mud when you're a kid because you kind of like her. It's kind of the same thing. We pick on Kirk Cousins because we kind of like him. You know what I mean? It's like you're.
I could see that.
You know?
Yeah.
We're kind of mean to him because we kind of like him.
I kind of like her.
I don't want him to be my quarterback, but I'm just like, you know, I'm going to put a little gum in your hair. Here you go.
Well, I don't want him to cook me a steak, but I do think I like him.
If you
let him pick me up from the airport. 100%.
If you don't have one of like the top quarterbacks, he will make your team better. Like, immediately, yeah. And there's no doubt about that.
He was balling out this year, too.
Exactly.
He's playing really well.
Yeah, but, I mean,
fuck that. Don't play Kirk, such a
tough injury. Poor guy.
Yeah, that sucks.
Josh McDaniels got fired.
Thank God.
Oh, he did. Sure, I missed this.
Oh, they cleaned house.
And Ziegler got fired overnight.
OC and McDaniels.
Wow.
That's just one of those examples where, like,
he sucks.
Don't lose really, to the Bears.
And, well, that's another one. You really can't, for like a year and a half there, that's kind of how long they were at it now. They didn't go the traditional route of, like, new regime, come in, blow it up, and then rebuild it. They kind of were like, look, let's spend some money. We're going to piecemeal this together, and let's see how it goes. Didn't work.
Well, and it was a playoff team, and they managed to turn that around quickly into a not playoff team.
the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard someone use turn this organization around in the negative context.
I think they're paying somewhere between – I saw it, and I'm sure someone else saw it too – somewhere between like $40 and $80 million to coaches that aren't coaching their team this year or in the next years, depending on how they're structured in the settlements.
That's nuts.
That is insane.
Crazy. That's crazy.
That's what it's like to be a billionaire. You just don't care.
No big deal. No big deal. So guys, let's do a little exercise here, right? We're at the halfway point. So at this point, you know, coming off a week where you saw the Niners lose again. That's three in a row. And we were talking about like one of the best teams in the league, and they've lost three now. You also get guys like the Eagles, who the Commanders took them to the end of that game. I mean, that's a one possession game. The Chiefs lost to the Broncos. Everything that you thought you know about the NFL, you might not. So do a little contenders and pretenders with me, right? Let's go through just some of the division leaders real quick. AFC, NFC, you guys let me know.
I like this.
On the AFC side, on the AFC East, I got two teams. I got the Dolphins and I got the Bills. Are the Dolphins a contender or a pretender?
Contender.
Why?
That offense.
The offense is just too good.
They can hang 40 at any point in time.
Yeah.
That defense is no joke.
Vic Fangio.
Vic Fangio finds a way. Life finds a way. Yeah, I mean, the one blip on their radar is the Eagles game.
And they're
Eagles are going to be there too.
What's his name back? They're not even full strength.
Ramsey's back.
Yeah. Ramsey. And then A-Chain's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's not back until after their bye. That's week 11 at the soonest.
Yeah.
Because his week back on IR is their bye week.
Yeah,
so
that's when
they
activate
five.
Him.
Well, and just make a mental
it's
note.
It's only 2 weeks from now. Into week 9.
Make a mental note here of, like, all the teams that we say contenders or, you know, pretenders, whoever we end up saying. Like, make a note of who the coach is and how you feel about those coaches. And I'm pretty sure we'll see a little bit of a theme here. You know, what about the Bills?
Contender.
Really, even with Josh Allen's gunslinger,
I love it.
Shoot first. I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong.
That might be why.
It's a fun, beautiful way to watch football, especially like the high powered, like high flying offenses.
Yeah.
But is that sustainable? Does that make you a contender?
I think as long as he's at the helm, they've got a shot to make some noise. I mean, yeah, they've had kind of like that roller coaster season so far. But I think when it's clicking and he's not playing hero ball, they're a contender through and through.
I'm going to give you two teams in the AFC. No, I'm going to give you one team in the A. I'll give you two teams in the AFC West. We'll see what you think. Obviously the Chiefs. What do you guys think there? I think anytime that you have Patrick Mahomes, you're a contender,
yeah,
right?
What do you want here?
So now what
Andy Reid's just a dude. They really are looking more and more like Patriot-esque, where it's just like, it's going to be this every year. The team is going to change. And the personnel is going to change, and the look is going to change of how they run everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to be in it every
Mahomes
fucking year.
And Andy will be there
that
every
is,
year.
That is like, incredible that they can just reinvent themselves no matter what personnel
it's
they
like
have.
Defense is bad. Oh my God. Offense is incredible.
Prolific.
Offense is just okay. Holy shit. Here comes the defense. And
to be just as good.
And right now, like, I've listened to a few interviews talking about them, but I mean, their defensive line is fucking insane.
Yeah.
And when you have that plus Mahomes in the back there and you can just throw it to Travis Kelce on a whim, yeah, you're going to be pretty great.
Oh, their D-line's good. Bolton's a great linebacker. Trent McDuffie is good. Who, don't they have one of the premier safeties? I'm blanking on which one, but like anyway, like that's a good defense overall. And
defense is young, too.
Andy Reid is arguably the best coach of all time. I know there's the Bill argument. Bill had Tom the whole time. Andy's done it with different teams.
Andy hasn't done it with Philly. He went to
he
the Super Bowl
with
one four NFC.
Him and Donovan almost, dude, they are.
Oh, that's
multiple
right.
games right there. I think Andy, and we're not going to get into this one, but like I think Andy's up there. Andy's definitely
right.
on the Mount Rushmore
sure.
when it's all said
and
done.
Yeah. There's four faces. One of them has a big mustache. Yeah.
So another team in the AFC West, and don't spend too much time, but like the Chargers. Do the
pretender.
Yeah, even with a good quarterback, you're still thinking pretender.
That's a pretender.
Okay,
always have been really.
I'm with you. I think they are too.
Has everything to do with Brandon Staley.
What about the Ravens? Sure,
they're always there. They're always
see.
There.
And I guess the question
I
is,
I don't think they're pretending.
Best bad team.
I think they're not bad. I think they're just right
worst
where they
good team. You can say
fucking
way.
Belong. Yeah, maybe worst good team.
That's
fine.
Elaborate on that, please.
Worst good team. Like, you're not, like, when the season started, you weren't thinking Super Bowl, but you also weren't thinking, like, oh, my God, these guys are going to fucking blow.
Okay.
You
I'm
know,
you.
They're right where they belong.
Yeah.
Because they have Lamar, former MVP.
Defense is playing
obviously,
great.
You know, a good player. They don't really have a superstar wide receiver. They have Mark Andrews, but he's getting older. And then on the defense, it's the Ravens. They always have like a formidable defense.
So good.
Roquan
is so good.
They don't have a running back. One is dying every other week.
Didn't Gus Edwards just have a good game?
Yeah, that's yeah. And it's that rotates. Yeah, he'll blow out. I'm not saying I want this, but like they always end up getting hurt over there in that running back room.
It's true.
But a good coach.
Yeah,
good coach always keeps those guys in the game.
Yep,
mm-hmm. always. Guys, give me a couple other ones in the AFC North because that's a pretty tough division. One's got to be a pretender. One's got to be a contender. Bengals and Browns, both 4-3, would technically be the 3-4 in the division right now.
The Bengals now look like they're doing their little thing, where they start slow and cold, and now they're putting it together.
Yeah,
so
I
think they're rounding into contender, but I'm not ready to put it on them just yet. Another week, if they do it again this week.
It's like they're climbing to the point where they're going to find that wild card spot, make it to the playoffs, and it's going to be like you don't want to play
table.
The you don't want to
play
the Bengals, don't want to play the Bengals.
Yeah.
Browns are a pretender.
Browns are, yeah, no.
Even with that defense, even with Myles Garrett,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, but you stack PJ Walker on top
I'm
of that.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
With you. If you could ever get Deshaun Watson playing like his contract
he
says
he
should play, yeah, that's a whole other story in
it's
itself.
It's going
to
be
money.
The worst
if
contract.
He played,
guaranteed money.
If he played as his contract said he would, this team would win 4 Super Bowls in a row.
Yeah,
that's what it's supposed to be doing. But
the only team to talk about in the AFC South is the Jacksonville Jaguars. I say pretender.
Pretender.
I think
pretender.
They are a very cute team. Trevor Lawrence is very up and coming, but they haven't done enough to really prove that they're somebody's got to win that division.
They're like the Chargers 2 years ago.
Yep.
I'm gonna go a little contrarian on that one because like I'm on the fence. I like they could be a contender.
Ooh,
to
you
me.
Need one? I got you.
I know a guy. But like I'm just. That defense is actually a little bit more sound than I anticipated it being. And the last couple weeks, they're kind of rolling. So if Trevor Lawrence turns it up one more notch, I think they
Calvin
could be
really,
a contender.
Calvin really showed you he could produce at a stupid high clip at the beginning of the season. Calvin Ridley owners are now sad because they haven't seen that production to this point.
Had a good game last
week.
There
was a sighting this past week.
You showed that you
Says
could
Ridley
do it.
Owner.
Can they do it? Especially like Evan Engram, too. And I mean, that defense
Governor.
Isn't terrible. So, guys, let's move to the NFC. In the, I think, arguably the toughest, one of the toughest divisions, the NFC West. We got Seahawks, 49ers, and Rams. Who of those do you feel more comfortable being a true contender?
49ers.
Yeah.
They just made additions, too. That defense is just... I mean, they're playing Madden at this point with the acquisition of Chase Young. Like, he's not the one that's going to be getting the double teams.
And they signed Randy Gregory, too.
Dude.
That's a good.
They're playing Madden on defense right now.
That's stupid.
And so they are of the mindset that let's win now. We're not paying a quarterback. We can pay everyone else. And
yep.
That's how teams without the best quarterback in the league win.
How do you guys feel about the Seahawks? Do they do enough to...
Pretenders, unfortunately.
Yeah?
Yeah. Pete's, like, feel-good so pretenders. Good.
Even with how good that defense is?
Pete is so good.
I mean,
I think it's a lot of Pete, and I think this works well in the regular season. I think you come playoff time, you're not going to make it.
No.
So we got Seahawks as pretenders.
Do you think it's Geno, or do you think it's the team as a whole? They can't take it over the...
offense can score. It's just, I think it comes down to, like, and I'm with you guys, I think they're a pretender, but they're like, they're, I think, one of the closer teams on that pretender contender bubble.
Yeah,
you know, I
below I, the Bengals.
Yeah.
Dude, I think, I mean, they call Pete, what's his name,
Carroll,
Pete Carroll, they call him like Mr. Hollywood. The guy is gonna hype you up for every fucking game. They go in there gassed up for every game like it's a playoff game. I think once you get to playoffs, everybody's going to be on the same energy. The game's going to be faster. I don't think they're going to keep up. I think they're pretenders.
Do you know Pete Carroll's 72 years old?
Yeah, he's fucking
old,
insane.
Dude, and he moves around that sideline. That
spry.
That jaw muscle of his. Back to an ASMR episode again.
I was going to say, he's the type of guy that's like, He's gonna die like after running like a 5K. Like he's gonna be
like a
in
horse
shape.
That's just gonna give out.
Right, exactly. That's how it's gonna happen.
He can't retire.
Just running.
He's gonna look great.
He's gonna die on the sideline. And they're just gonna bury him there.
Guys, the only team in the NFC North, and this is one I think we've talked about it a couple times now. What are your guys' thoughts on the Lions? A 6-2 season so far. Goff is
gonna win
that
the division.
Do it.
Oh,
easy.
Handedly.
They're gonna walk away with it.
Because the other three are
idiots.
But big picture, do you believe in the Lions? Like, I always have a hard time saying I would ever believe in the Lions. Because for my whole life, it's almost like, you know what, at this point, I've seen what the Lions do. Until I see otherwise, and not just see otherwise regular season, because we've seen regular season flashes like Stafford and Megatron. You saw those days, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about real success in the playoffs. Is this team built to succeed? Could you put them as a contender?
I think they could make it to the NFC Championship game. I don't think they're going to make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They don't give me that vibe.
Jameson Williams not being able to catch a football is not helping them.
That's bizarre to me.
Because I think they were really banking on having that absolute top off the defense threat to go opposite Sun God.
That's why they
pair that with Laporta and fuck, dude. Like, that's
another Iowa tight end.
Yeah, and then you added a help. Like, see, I'm actually talking to myself. They might be real.
I think they
like
are.
That team is
like,
really
I
good.
Think I think
that
they,
offense really good.
I think they will win a playoff game.
I think so too.
And that's it.
The way they used Jahmyr Gibbs this past week, it was like the coming out party for that guy. It was awesome.
Well, and that's what he looked like at Alabama. You were hoping that you'd see that translate in high pick. You especially hope so. And almost like the first couple weeks of the season, they were pressing for it, you know. And it's like, hey, slow down a little bit, see what happens.
And they did. But they pulled back.
Dude's dynamic. Well, yeah, and injury kind of forced their hands too. But it looks like you know what you got with him, at least for now. Like, dude, it looks like a good product. Guys, go to the NFC South. Is any team in that division move the needle? Somebody's not only going to win that division, but somebody's going to host a playoff game.
I think
the
Saints actually end up winning that division.
Really? You got the Falcons and the Saints at 4-4. The Baker Mayfields at 3-4. And then obviously,
I might have had the Saints in our preview.
We'll have to go back and look.
I think it's the Saints.
After week one, I would have said no.
With Alvin Kamara now back and playing like Alvin Kamara.
The fact that the Falcons have won 4 games and now they're, I think Heineke's starting this upcoming week. Like,
yeah, Ritter got benched.
What is...
Just the fact that they've won 4 games is phenomenal.
They have a good team. Like, on paper, they just like find ways to make all these games close. Like, they're frisky, man. They're frisky.
Ah, man. I feel like that's like saying the Bears should be good on paper at the beginning of the season.
They play Big Ten football. They play defense and they run the ball.
Our offensive line is stacked.
Guys, we move to the NFC East and we talk about two teams, right? We talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, contenders or pretenders?
Oh, contender. Contender.
Move on.
I would say. And the Dallas Cowboys.
Motherfucker.
Pretender. Fuck them.
Why, Jake?
Because they can't beat any team above 500. They're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs. I like that take.
It's another one of those situations for me where, like, until I see otherwise, like, Dak Prescott comes up short. That's what I know in
best
my
tradition
football
in
life.
Sports. The Dallas Cowboys lose in the first round.
Unlike any other.
They cannot. They cannot play on the road, and they only and they absolutely crush sub 500 teams. Anyone else, they're dead.
But okay. at the All same right. time,
here we go.
They are like the Bengals, where at any one point, like, I don't want to go up against Michael Parsons and CeeDee Lamb and Tony Pollard and the rest of those defenses.
I can see it.
Dak Prescott throws a lot of fucking picks.
Dak Prescott but also
at
with
any
CeeDee
point
Lamb,
in time, he might throw a lot of touchdowns.
At home, maybe.
A house divided.
It helps. At 5-2, it does help.
That's the one I'm excited to see. Like, see how that I know the Eagles will win that division, but like Dale's saying.
That's this week.
If you're another team, you don't want to be rolling into wild card weekend, especially with the one team bye nowadays. Like, you do not want to go into Dallas or play that Dallas team, especially with that defense.
Right.
That Micah Parsons defense is real fucking deal right there.
Is it Eagles Cowboys this week, by the way, on a side note?
I don't know that to be fact, but we have
because
technology.
That's always a fun one.
Guys, let's move on, right? If you're looking to no voicemails this week, if you guys are looking to leave a voicemail.
It is Sunday 3:30, 3:25 game.
Game of the week. If you're looking to leave a voicemail, you can always send us an audio file, dubairminimum@gmail.com. You can send one of us an audio file directly, send it to the Facebook page. Any way to get it to us, guys, we're always, always stoked to talk to you guys. Let's do a little recap. We know them all too well, boys. Bears lose on Sunday night 30-13 in another just like name speaking of a tradition unlike any other. Name a better duo than like me getting up for a primetime game Sunday morning at like 7 knowing that like we're probably gonna lose and still just finding a way to convince myself like at the end of the day that we're gonna do it.
Shame on the NFL for continuously putting us on primetime.
Flex us.
We have another one. We're on Thursday night again.
Against they had the expectations after our offense last year and now they're going fuck. It's like the Jets situation. Like, how do you get out of it?
They had four primetime games last year. You can't keep doing this to us.
You
can't keep getting away with it.
And you were going to get, I mean, because even everybody fell for it. Everybody fell for the, like, for the hype of this team, for the hype of Justin Fields, for, like, the new regime, the new buzz. Everybody fell for it because we're all itching for it. We're dying for it. Something to be excited about. And again, guys, we saw another primetime result like we've always seen. Justin Herbert.
The fix was in.
Justin Herbert beat you with a bratwurst on his hand.
that thing is comically.
He beat you with 9 fingers.
That first drive, I think.
We hurt ourselves.
Oh, well, yeah. That goes without saying.
I
think it was that first drive, maybe the first set of downs that Bosa got the sack like almost immediately. And I immediately was like, all right, well, this was fun.
Oh, it was immediately after the Darnell Mooney catch.
Correct, yes,
the
exactly.
next play,
that's what it was.
Bosa sacked him.
And yep, I was like, oh. And I was like, there it is. Okay,
so,
and we're back.
So let's start on the offensive side of the ball. Like, yep. To open the game.
This is a recrap, right?
Recrap.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, Sean, don't push that button, Sean.
Not today.
Sean. Not to keep that thing holstered, Sean.
Oh, I forgot to edit in the music.
Oh, did you really?
Of the last podcast.
So, it sound like idiots.
I totally forgot. We just are.
We have to sound like, idiots. Idiots.
We do.
I'm realizing this right now.
So, Sean, don't hit the lights, please. Maybe next week we can hit the lights. But that offensive series, that first play, I've been screaming from the mountaintops for that. Come out and open up with something big. Get punch these guys in the face quick. What the Bears essentially did was like, this is like boxing. You have no chance. You're going up against somebody that's just way bigger. You're going to lose this fight. I got one punch. We're going to knock him out with this one. You didn't have enough. Like that first play, big deep ball. I'm super excited. And then in true Bears fashion, like we saw Luke Getsy and everything in all his glory. Like right back to the Luke Getsy that we know and love. What do? Big play. And we fucking meander up to the line and we run it on first down. No, I think you got a penalty after that play, didn't you?
Yeah.
You ended up being like 2nd and 17 or something. Multiple times. It just, again, guys. Like,
we had a lot of penalties, didn't we?
Oh,
there was some fuckery.
There was some fuckery going on.
There was quite
a lot of
fuckery. Like there was some blatant ones.
I don't want to complain. Even on the Darnell Mooney one. I mean, that one.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't
down. Oh, my God.
Down.
He wasn't down.
Right.
And at the same time, though, like,
Darnell
you're
run.
A professional wide receiver. run and don't stop.
Right.
True. Like, run. Get up and run. You know you weren't touched.
This isn't as bad as the Steelers game last year.
That
one was just egregious.
The taunting
yes,
call.
That's what it was.
The taunting.
But, we're losing this game either way.
Correct.
Like, penalties aside. Last year, we might have won that game. This year, you're losing to Justin Herbert's bratwurst hand either way.
And I think I think Vegas and, like, you saw, like, the betting public and everybody was on the consensus that, like, this was as much of a get-right opportunity for the Chargers as it possibly was. But we bought into it. You bought into, like, the idea that Tyson Bagent could run this offense efficiently enough to, like, beat a team like the Chargers. Albeit their record is 2-5 going into this, but that's a better team than 2-5. They've played some pretty tough opponents coming in. The Tyson Bagent talk should be, what are we doing here? Like, the media turned this. That was me. That was crazy.
That was it. I do that too sometimes. I was caught off guard.
So the media, like the big time media, the guys who aren't in the trenches with us all the time, the big time media, the like Twitter patrol, all those people, guys, like turned this into something that it shouldn't have been. This should never, ever have been Tyson Bagent's going to be the guy. The fact that Collinsworth, like, at one point said, like, you know, Justin Fields needs to be watching. Justin Fields needs to be watching of this film. Are you kidding me? Justin Fields is a first round draft pick, an established professional, with reps in the NFL. This guy does not need to be watching Tyson Bagent. It's a great story. I hope he has a long career, and I think he's shown that he can stick around on rosters.
He will.
That should be where this ends.
From the
Bagent
University.
Has made himself umpteen million dollars for the rest of his life. But I think I sent it in Instagram to you guys, the Bernstein rant of...
Good for Dan for saying it.
Oh,
dude.
Absolutely. I'm not a fan, personally. Yeah, exactly.
Him and Loho, I love him.
But that rant, 100% spot on. The fact that we've got all these Justin people, these haters that say that Bagent should be getting looks the rest of the season, even when Fields comes back healthy. Like, one, ignorance. Just ignorance. And then on top of that, just the absolute upside that Fields offers you, it's simply not close. Like you said, undrafted rookie free agent versus number, what was he, 11?
Yeah.
Come on. Stop.
Well, and it should just be done. Like, wait for Justin to get back at this point. Keep the seat warm for him. You get whatever amount of games you get back from Justin the rest of the season.
Cool.
Guys, we have seen this movie before, and we can spin this as many ways as we can try to spin it. We know where this is going. So at least give me the best opportunity to evaluate everything else that we have, and let's move on if we need to. But this whole quarterback controversy, only us, dude. Only us. I love Chicago sports. We are some of the worst fucking fans in the world.
Yeah.
Because of shit like this. You make a quarterback controversy out of this? What are we doing here?
I was just going to say, this is totally hindsight. This is totally guessing or whatever. Do you think you feel any different if Darnell Mooney wasn't ruled down and Velus Jones caught that touchdown and the final score was 30-27?
Yeah, but it's not. And if my aunt had a dick, she'd be my uncle.
Yeah,
my aunt had wheels, she'd be a bike.
My grandmother had wheels, she'd be a bike.
It's more like a bitch called Benara.
Saying those two things were out of that guy's control.
Yeah.
He's playing great. He has $3 million coming to him for the next 3 years, and he's gonna make more than that being a backup quarterback to a very good quarterback somewhere else.
Tyson Bagent is not the reason the Bears are 2-6.
Oh no,
Tyson
no.
Bagent is not the reason that they are 3-18 or 3-20 something over the last umpteen games. So Tyson Bagent can be its own thing.
It's a sideshow.
It can be just a little side quest right now. Tyson Bagent ended up being Tyson Bagent is a nice little simple side quest with some good little
loot. Gonna get some loot.
Love that, and that's what it can be. And let's move on, guys. I was really surprised that you didn't hit the running game like you did in the weeks prior. Like, you were coming in as a top six rushing offense in the league. I'm really surprised that you didn't stick with it, especially with the addition of Roschon Johnson coming back. Just kind of abandoned
it. Just let it go.
I know that you were down and down early, but you can still run.
What was different from last week to this week in the offensive line trying to Bosa getting our
isn't Davis hurt right now?
Nate Davis is hurt.
So yeah.
Okay. Is that
so? Tevin Jenkins.
But Davis was still hurt last week too.
But
how did we neutralize
the Jenkins Darnell Wright duo seemed to be doing well. I saw everyone sees, oh, this is graded really well on this scale for this one thing. Like Lucas Patrick has a high win rate. I think we all know how we feel about Lucas Patrick moving forward.
I can see it with my eyes.
Exactly.
He snaps the ball better
so
than
like,
white hair.
Yeah, fuck. Like, that's
most
anyway.
You do.
Probably.
I digress, but the point being, they did the best they could. Most of them are hurt at this point. Or Nate Davis is hurt, and he starts on that right side. Excuse me, left side. No, he right side.
I was just
right
curious.
Side, right
it was just
sure.
It was just
right
like
side.
Night and day, in the pressure, right? Whatever they were dialing up or whatever we weren't doing, night and day to last week.
Well, Bosa's also just that much better than Crosby.
Whoa.
Well, and they had Khalil
really?
Mack too, but
and
it's not
Khalil
like
Mack. You think Joey Bosa's better than
isn't he?
Man, I could be wrong.
Than Max Crosby? I think
he's
Max,
paid. He's paid like he's better than. I would say Joey Bosa is better than Max Crosby.
I don't know.
And Max is really,
yes.
really good.
They are both.
I think they're
very
both very good,
good
but
both
really,
Bosa
really
is
good.
Better, I think.
Okay.
You guys have all seen right. Office Space, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna do a little role play right now, right? We are the Bobs. We're gonna have Velus Jones sit down.
The Bobs.
Velus,
what is it that you do here?
Could you tell me, what is it that you do here? What does Velus Jones do for this team?
I return.
Nope.
I try
no, you don't,
to
Velus.
I try to catch
no, you don't.
The kickoff.
Nope, not anymore. We're going to put you on punt return.
Well,
I try to catch the
nope.
punt.
You don't do that anymore either. What about offense? Do you do offense?
I
run
do
down the field and catch the ball.
No,
do
I
you?
Run down the field and drop the ball. I try to catch the ball.
Guys, it
I,
makes.
I fell down.
I fell down.
I fell down.
He falls down a lot.
And even falling down, Tyson Bagent couldn't have put that ball in a
hit,
better
he
spot.
Fell down.
It
incredible.
Hit him in the
hit him
stomach.
In the chest. Incredible.
Dude, hit him right in the like in the stomach. Just right in the meaty
right
part.
In the jejunum.
Dude.
It's a perfect ball.
You had a chance.
I do in it's some small way ball, feel for him. Because just imagine like.
Having
he,
oven
guys,
mitts for him.
He fucked up, right? On national television right there.
Which time?
He's got to get up Bingo. And run back to the huddle. And his 10 other teammates on the field with
like,
him
dude,
that
what
just
the
saw.
Fuck was that?
And all of them. Laughing? Well, and he's the farthest away. They have to wait for him to give the play call.
Like, here comes old Butter.
So
man.
They're all sitting there going, this fucking piece of valley. He's 37 years old. Did you know that? This man is 37. He is older than Jason Peters was when he played for us.
It just there really is to me no reason at this point that Velus Jones should be on the team anymore. And I get it, like
burn pick.
I get it. Ryan Poles, this was one of your first picks for this organization, and it didn't work out.
It was cute.
He was a third round wide receiver pick that was
71st overall.
That was
wasn't even the best receiver on his team.
Seventh or eighth in the third round, like just a burned pick.
Yep, third seventh. Round drafted wide receiver. Turned to special teams, kick returner, turned to punt returner, and now placed as a gunner on special teams.
And you don't even
and
do
you know
that
what?
Well.
You even drew. You, what old. Did you do? You ran into the receiver.
Yeah, I did.
Before he caught it. What the fuck? You literally can't fuck up any harder.
He doesn't even have to touch the ball.
It's brutal. Guys on the defensive side of the ball, you really it left me wondering what the hell happened from the couple weeks before.
Down a
and
few
then
hours.
I started to think about it. Think about the two wins that we have this season and the offenses that you've seen because of it. You saw the Las Vegas Raiders, who now don't have a head coach
or a GM,
complete roster turnover. Brian Hoyer is also dog shit. You won against the Washington Commanders, who at the end of the season will be going through a coaching and GM change, and that team also dog shit. And that's about it. And then we hung our hat on three good quarters against the Broncos. That was really it. So, like, as good as the defense was in that little bit of stretch, and again, here goes us yearning for something good to watch on TV every Sunday. But, like, this deep, to steal a line from Denny Green, you know, RIP, they are who we thought they were. Like, this defense is who we thought this defense is. And you're going to go through it. You do not have a pass rush. And when you play good quarterbacks and you have to get creative and send five or six guys, good quarterbacks are going to eat you up because
also
of it.
The tackling whiffs drive me insane.
What part of the hits principle is that, Jake?
There's no W in hits.
No, they're hitting them. They're just not.
No, sometimes
them.
They
just
whiff.
Miss.
They,
yeah, you're right.
There was one time, I think Austin Eckler caught the ball. He didn't make a move.
Kyler
he didn't.
Gordon.
He didn't do anything. Oscar. He just ran left, and Kyler Gordon dove right past him.
That was a bad look.
As if he was guessing he would go right. Like, didn't he? Didn't
like
go
a,
for the chest?
It looked like a
just
batting
like,
glitch.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, bad on the defensive side, guys. And we can move on from this.
Yeah,
I do want to bring.
Can I ask one question quickly?
Go ahead, Dale.
Because you mentioned the hits principle, and it made me think of this. They like one of the big touts was Tremaine Edmonds. How's he done? I'm asking objectively.
Solid.
It could be good. It could be bad. I don't know.
He's
you
done
tell me.
He's solid. Done okay. I mean,
has he lived up to the contract that you gave him?
I don't think that TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds combined have played like what Roquan Smith has played like for Baltimore, if that answers your question. Like,
oh yeah, not even close.
Very very serviceable, and you hope that he just gets better. And obviously, like, when there's better pieces on this defense, the good guys, the really good guys aren't asked to do as much, and it frees them up to do other things with competent, you know, people next to them. So I think that's kind of too early to tell, but he's done okay. Guys, I do want to bring the mood up just a little bit. We'll give out our glove of the game this week on the offensive side of the ball. Again, AureliaGloves.com. Glove of the game this week is going to go to Cole Kmet. 10 catches, 79 yards, no touchdown, but showed a good chemistry with Tyson. I mean, this is the like pass-catching Cole that we think he could be. You know, a stat line similar to guys like the best in the league, like TJ Hockenson and George Kittle. Like Travis Kelce puts up stat lines like that sometimes. So it's just good to see you produce. That was a good weekend. Well, not a good weekend, but good performance for him. Yeah. Guys, anything else on that Bears game? Oh, one question. Just one simple question here. Did you guys see when Kevin Warren, when they panned to Kevin Warren kind of sitting in the suite?
No, I
kinda,
missed that.
So Kevin Warren's kind of standing at the front of the box right in the window. He's got this fucking gaudy orange tie, you know, just really committing to the bit. But he's just kind of looking over the game, and he just kind of, not a scowl, but just, you know, internally, like, it's just disgust. Like, what's going through his mind in that situation?
Where his wheels turning, could, like, you see it?
You just, yeah, like... You wonder, like, obviously he knows firsthand, like, how bad things are here, but, like, then to have, like, your peers in the world see it, which is what is going through your mind as, like, the top dog in that organization. Just a little bit to think about, guys. Let's move on. We'll get into this week's Sammy Stats question of the week.
All right, so last week we did Harry Potter, right?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
That's the one and only. So this week we're going to keep it in the... fantasy book world. Hunger Games. For those not familiar, 24 go in. Typically kids. Like, I don't know the age range, but can't remember. But
this is a total side thought. You guys ever see the movie Condemned?
No.
It's Hunger Games, but it's rated R.
Oh.
Yikes.
They that take like 20 they like take 20 they take 20 prisoners and put them on an island in a fight to the death. Winner gets set free.
That's bizarre and nuts.
The star of the movie, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I'm back.
All right. Yeah,
give it to me.
That's perfect.
It's basically SummerSlam. Right.
Mainline okay. That shit.
So we're gonna do that.
So we'll do that for sure.
And Hunger Games.
So what are you asking? Like, how would we do? Or
there's 24 people. Thunderdome, right? Like only one survives. The books are different, but read it. No spoilers. You think you could take top 12? How Ooh. Far can you get?
I
don't know. I don't know, guys.
Well, and I guess it just depends. Like,
I don't know
where
the
are you from.
I don't know the environment.
What
I don't know
district am I from?
And
that matters so much.
And ask yourself, like, agriculture.
So fuck, dude.
Well, actually,
I drank
that's
Bush
not that
Light.
Bad.
That's not that bad because they actually some had hay. Some decent sponsors. But like the bottom three divisions or districts. So the bottom six kids done. Like, I love Rue. Sorry. All you want, but she gone.
Stupid.
Rue gone.
Stupid.
So, like, the bottom six are out. So can you beat five more people?
But also, how likable are you? Because the fan vote matters.
Can you make some friendos?
Yeah.
Well, not even friends in the game, but
get
like
some aid.
No, yeah, you're
do you have a story?
Get some
I
trinkets.
Got a story. Yeah, I was poor. Yeah, so
my back.
I got a story.
You broke my back.
Look at me. Help, yeah. Sir. Help kind sirs
help
and
me,
madams.
I have a bad back
in the Capitol.
Oh yeah, I could for sure make top 50%.
You think?
I also could throttle a child.
See, because
remember
see,
how young they were during this competition?
For sure.
I was that much bigger than the rest of you at that point
some,
in time.
Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
It was like even.
It's aggressive.
The fuck?
I'm going to do some nice camouflage finger paint on my face.
See, I don't have a lot
like Thad in Blue Mountain State.
I don't have a lot of like.
Survival skills?
Yeah, like things like that. Like, not to where I'm going to. Like, honestly, I think I'm going to try to wait it out as long as I can. Like, I've got, like, I can
12 to 18.
I can barf.
12-year-olds?
Yeah.
Sorry. No.
Oh, yeah, they're
no.
fucked.
Yeah. Like, I could bar fight, but, like, that doesn't do me any good in, like, a jungle. Like, I'm going to just hang out in a tree and hopefully wait until, like, there's three guys left. And then, again, it's back to the first
camping
drive of
strategy.
The Chicago Bears. I got one punch. I got one fucking punch, and I'm going to knock this son of a bitch out.
Well, you let the other guy start hitting the other guy, and then you just clean it up.
Yeah, dude, just go in there and... What's that called in video game terms?
I'm mopping it up.
No, I forgot what it's called.
A what?
Yeah.
When you do what?
Just kind of cleaning up when there's a bunch of guys that are like low shields after a fight or something. I forgot. There's like
schmuck?
There's a term for, yeah, a piece of shit. But anyways, like, yeah, that's, other than that, I'm not Jake. I don't hunt.
Cherry picking, whatever.
I don't bow hunt. I can't fish.
That's where like.
I got a drill.
Those skills will translate, but like.
I don't know what berries to eat and not eat. So, I'm going to die of diarrhea way before I die in a fight.
Those people might not have those weapons.
Also, like, absolutely, all those things. Like, if Jake has a bow and I have no weapons, Jake wins. It's not close.
Or I just got to get him to waste all of his little arrows.
Yeah,
I'm
you guys,
trees.
I'm not going to pretend.
I just got to get close.
Exactly. I don't got to pretend I'm agile like here. Like, Jake's, yeah, exactly. Like, I'm disarming people with guns like the
Dale's
Detroit
just,
Diamond
Dale's
guy.
Just holding anyway, the end of the arrow.
Right, exactly.
He's like, can't fire it.
If Jake has a bow and arrow and distance, like, he wins. It's that simple. If Jake has no weapons and I have a knife and we're close,
you're gonna sit on
like,
him.
Well, no, Jake's gonna die.
I'm like that episode of Game of Thrones where the guy's just running in a straight line. That's Dale.
Oh,
Dale's not
yeah,
like,
oh, that's the
serpentine.
Worst.
You got a serpentine.
Serpentine.
Yep, Z maneuver,
man,
dude. You've got to.
So, but do you think you could outlast 12 of the? I guess 11 people. Do you think you can outlast 11 people to take top 12?
Easily.
I mean, if my life depends on it, I'm hanging out in a tree for a fucking
while. You got to remember, the thing closes in.
Oh, yeah.
So if you live on the outskirts, they'll find you.
It's like
because you have to move in.
Yeah.
It's part of the game.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Once again, I think just find like six people.
You've thought
and kill
this
them.
Through before.
Oh, yeah. I could kill. I could kill.
It's called the Hunger Games.
I don't know if I kill. I think we got to report this, Jake. I think we should cut record him. We got to report this.
I do not own any weapons.
We got to send
it. I'm saving episode 91.
Sam, how do you think you'd do?
I think I could crack the top 12. It's going to be luck of the draw, too, on who your opponents
well,
are.
Well, because don't like a shit ton of people die right away.
Yeah, that
like, well, there's
flurry,
an initial like
purge
flurry vault opening where there's like, here's a bunch of weapons, and it's like,
go get them.
You either go for the weapons and fight, or you just run away. But then you have no weapon later.
Yeah,
so,
it's your call.
Perfect for hiding in a tree.
So there's a, you know,
just got a rock,
a quick set of rounds.
Got a gallon.
Got a gallon. Yeah, I think top 12. I think
that's
I
also
get
a good point. You got to think like three die almost immediately.
So
now
really
you're
only have
now
to
you're
outlast,
only
like,
lasting like another
those
eight,
odds nine,
three,
people.
Four. Yeah,
it guys, it's a numbers game.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I can hide long enough to make top 12 for sure.
I hope.
I hope I never have to find out. It'd be a waste of an entry on me.
Jake, what do you think?
I think I can make it
top 12 or win it all,
dude. I think Jake. Dude, I think Jake's close to like. Jake's close to winning it all. I would say. You're just not going to go up against, like, that fucking big yoked, like, me.
Since we're, like,
just got to outsmart him.
See, I just can't do the sales part. You know, the part where they're doing the speeches and, like, the interviews.
Well, you can't do bullshit face?
I'm Jimmy Fallon guy. Help me, please.
Help me.
I am so
I'm Jimmy.
You ever seen this?
I'm harmless.
Check this out.
Jeez.
Let's go White Sox.
Wow. Let's go White
look,
Sox.
Look, Jake made his own beer helmet in that tree.
I'm so unbecoming.
Out of acorns.
Oh, wow.
It's got camouflage.
How could I ever be a threat?
It's like a ghillie suit.
How pathetic.
Just, they just airdrop Jake a sniper. He's Bradley Cooper, dog.
Jake gets a weapon, but it's like it's a fucking morning star, and he's like, what do I do with this? This is bullshit.
Oh. Just Jake with ninja stars, and there would just be fantastic.
No, a morning
ninja
star.
Stars, just
oh, even
I'm
better. Yeah, exactly.
Here.
Even
so
better.
He just has, like,
he's nunchucks. He's like, well,
ninja
fuck.
Stars, and he's just like, I got to make this work.
We sent you a weapon. When is it? A mace.
Exactly.
It's a bludgeon.
Jake's like, I could work with that.
I don't know if I do well with melee weapons.
My shoulder. Yeah.
And I got even close.
I'm more of a projectile guy.
Keep,
big projectile
keep some
guy.
Distance.
Like some range between me and the enemy.
Give me a knife.
Guys, let's move on. Let's do a little, we're going to do a little State of the Beloved right now. Right? Don't hit the table. We're going to do a little State of the Beloved right now.
Oh.
First and foremost, we got news.
My fellow.
We got a defensive end. Guys, Bears agree on a trade. They send their second round pick to the Washington Commanders. In return, you get 27-year-old Montez Sweat.
Huzzah.
Initial reactions. How are we feeling?
What's the contract that we get?
There's an article right now, or as of 2 hours ago, that says the Bears are really confident that they can get the deal done.
Yeah, see, what I don't like, what
I don't like those words.
What I don't like is that the deal wasn't just already in place.
Already done.
So I'll put for context, though, like to draw similarities between another one, Bradley Chubb, when the Broncos sent him to the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
That extension wasn't announced until like 48 hours after the acquisition.
Okay. But we're right. Not the Dolphins.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
how much did Bradley Chubb get? He got a lot, didn't he? Like, a lot.
Tyreek wasn't on the team already?
Well, and think about what it took to get Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, they've
I believe Montez and Bradley had a lot of the similar, had similar numbers in their traded year. So, like, I'm not going to say you're getting the same person, but, like, the fact that the Dolphins gave up
a first
and a third.
Pick, yeah.
Yeah, they got a first and a third. And you
Chase
just
Edmonds.
Sent and yeah, and you just sent a second. Like, definitely not similarities on the compensation coming back. I like this trade. And I feel like the visceral reaction that you've seen online is just like, dude, am I wrong here? Like,
I'm
part of the visceral reaction online of like, guys, what are we doing? So my immediate reaction was like that's fine, but why now? Like, it's too little too late. This season's lost. I know it's hard to lose games repeatedly and root for that in any way, but we need to be realistic of how to make this team better, and it's higher draft pick. Adding Montez Sweat doesn't help with that. But
how?
Because he makes your team better. You could win a game because Montez Sweat impacted it some way, and your draft pick is now lower as a result of that. But the flip side of that coin being, if the contract is decent to good, like, it's really hard. Like I said, it's really hard to get two top pass rushers in an offseason. If you get a decent contract with him and you can bring in another, that makes a big deal.
Yeah, that was Jake's point, and I think in the chat, right, is that we needed two, and you're getting
one out of the way
now.
Oh, you do need two. You got one, and he is good. He is good.
Well, and I just get worried that if you play the draft pick game a lot, then it's like Jake always says, like, a draft pick could be anything.
It could even be
Montez Sweat.
It could be anything.
At some point, like, you have to, especially with one of those glaring needs, I think that it can be true that Montez Sweat was acquired this year with the hopes of getting better for the future. I would hope, and this is where I'm putting my faith in Ryan Poles, and this would be the final straw. Like, if you don't have a contract extension in place or knew that you guys were going to be able to work out a deal and you were just bringing him in thinking that you were going to be able to convince him, right? And he hits his contract year and you don't sign him at the end of this season, or if you don't sign him in the next, every week that goes by, I'm going to be more and more worried.
Every
day that goes by, I'm going to be more and more worried. And then what? You don't want to franchise tag a guy that you just, like, acquired, and that's how you start your tenure, especially if at the end of the season, Kevin Warren cleans house anyways. Dude, chaos.
Now, add in the color that the 49ers traded for Chase Young for less.
Yeah, I am not
I'm not upset about
that. I'm not upset about that at all.
Out on Chase Young.
Yep.
Very out on Chase Young.
Very out on Chase Young.
I think Chase Young's great, but
everything. I am in on Chase Young.
He could be solid, but he can only move one direction.
And everything that you've – everything, like, I think that the interest in not only, like, Washington re-signing him and paying him big money, but the fact that, like, the league is always hungry for pass rushers. Not a single team, not a single contender went out there and made an offer for Chase Young, knowing that the Commanders weren't going to re-sign him. Apparently, the medicals are really bad.
Yep.
Apparently, the knee is bad. It's led to a bad hip. And the idea of paying him, like Joey Bosa, for comparison's sake, is getting 34 a year. You don't think Chase Young's not Joey Bosa, but like Max Crosby gets 25 a year, 23, 24 a year. Like, you're talking about paying Chase Young $27 to $30 million a year. You're probably going to talk about the same for Montez Sweat right around there.
Yeah.
But like, guys, Montez Sweat is 27 years old. He just turned 27 years old. He's 6'6". He ran a 4.44 at the combine.
He's one of six players over the past, what is this? One of six players to notch at least five sacks over the last five seasons in the NFL.
Every once in a while, you have to, like, it's okay, especially with a team on the ropes right now. Like, Ryan Poles and those guys are on the ropes because it's gone so bad so quickly. Sometimes it's what you need to do. You know the product that you're getting. You don't have to take a flyer on a guy, because if you don't hit on this kid coming out of college, then what? You know what you're getting in Montez Sweat. Hopefully that was just a small sample size of what Montez can do. You surround him with talent and he can be the guy. But it's,
I like it. I'm here for it.
It's going to be tough, guys. What else is going on? Oh, in the second time in the last 9 weeks, the Chicago Bears have fired or lost another assistant coach due to an HR violation or something along those lines.
Inappropriate conduct.
Fuck?
Yep. Guys, this is twice.
We're a joke.
Yeah,
Kevin Warren has to clean house. I can't see a way forward. Like, if someone wants to make the argument that Poles stays, I will hear that argument and I won't tell you you're wrong. But I can't see a way forward from this other than cleaning house, because if you have this much inappropriate behavior happening at your coaching, on your coaching staff, who does that immediately run up to?
Usually,
where
is
the buck supposed to stop? That boy Fluce. And I guess Fluce has been real loose on what's going on there. So I can't see a way that they stay.
It just is. It's comical, and let's laugh about this until we're old men in our rocking chairs. It's comical that, again, we couldn't bring in Jalen Carter because of personality and integrity issues in the locker room.
Yeah.
Couldn't bring him in. And really, probably because Jalen Carter would have been, like, head and shoulders above everybody else in that room.
And he would still have more sacks than anyone else on our defensive line.
I'm also, again, I'm very okay with Darnell Wright. I love Darnell Wright, and I think he's going to be our offensive tackle for, like, the next decade. So,
do you think he can move to left?
No, I think that Darnell will probably stay at right for a majority of it. We'll see. That's
if he's your right tackle for 10 years, so what? Good for him.
So another fire. We're halfway point. We talked about Matt Eberflus. There was a Matt Eberflus Matt Eberflus press conference today, and I sent you guys the clip. It's just, I'm so over this coaching staff. He said, you know, we're 2-2 in the last four games. What about the 3-18 before that? I hate being spoken to. I hate consuming, like, coach speak like that, where you think I'm an idiot. Like, you think that, like, you're the parent right now just saying, like, because I said so. Like, wait a second. What the fuck are we talking about right now? I can hold you to a standard. There's no accountability right now. Like, brutal.
I hate it.
You got to ask
the whys. We got to find the whys.
Whys. That's,
the
whys. That's what I was going to say. You've
got
to ask the whys.
Got to find the whys.
You got to.
What are the whys, guys?
I mean, yeah.
Jake, what's your
once
what's
again?
The, what are the whys?
Clean house. I can't.
Why are we bad?
Can't convince me another way
we've
forward.
We've got to be so close to clean house at this point. I don't think you have another choice, guys. The only other bit of news, and then we do a little look ahead. Jalen Johnson ends up not getting moved at the trade deadline. Ryan Poles had a press conference today as well, and he got really transparent about the process, and that like step by step on how, where he thought they were, and apparently like Flus thought they were really close to like best and final offers and really close on making a deal, to the point where he told, and again this is all like media speak, but like really close to making or like making this deal happen. And then Jalen Johnson's team kind of said over the weekend, like, hey, we're going to go out and test the market and we want to seek a trade. Fine. Go out there. That's the best thing I think that could have happened. Go see what your value is. And Jalen Johnson came back with no offer.
I think he did the same thing he did with Roquan, basically. Only
go ahead.
Yeah. Jalen didn't find what he was looking for. Or the Bears didn't get what they wanted. Like, maybe a team said, yeah, we'll trade for him, but not for a second.
Well, and Ryan even went as far as to say, like, what he was looking for. He said, look, like, if I'm not going to have Jalen Johnson on my team, I want to draft the next Jalen Johnson. And I think that's with a late first like or that, early like second that. Round pick. If I can't get it, I'm not moving him because I still have Jalen Johnson on my team at that point. Yeah, so
I like that mentality, actually.
I hope that, and I think it's very, I think when it's all said and done, you know, looking into my crystal ball here, I think that Jalen Johnson will not be a member of this team next year.
I, in the text, I think you said it, and I was thinking it before whoever said it. I think he wants top 10 money. Like, he thinks he's that guy because he's young and can be that guy, but he doesn't have the turnover numbers. He just doesn't. And someone's going to pay him more than he's worth at market value, and maybe he lives up to that contract. But like you said, it's not going to be Ryan Poles. He's shown you that he's not, he won't do that. That simple. That's what makes me worried about Montez Sweat, by the way. Montez might just want more.
Yeah, but you don't have any leverage anymore.
Like, you still have to play to get paid unless it's all guaranteed.
Yeah.
So.
I like, back to the Montez thing, it's just nice that the Bears took it out of, like, they didn't have to bid it against anybody else in free agency. They paid a second round pick to basically, like, have exclusive negotiating rights with him first.
Yeah,
and you've got it for a year and a half, basically. Franchise tag is something that you keep in the pocket for guys like Montez Sweat, for guys like Jalen Johnson.
But then you're paying him $30 million.
Hey, but it'd be for 1 year.
You got 110 going into next year.
You
said you'd do it for Fields.
You're right.
Yeah.
And if you come out of the other side of the draft feeling real good, then might be worth it.
So, guys, now we do a little look ahead, right? We the Bears travel to the Crescent City. They open as 9-point dogs, plus 300 on the money line. Total is 41. 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wait, what? Did you say 9-point dogs?
They are 9-point dogs.
Where are we going?
We are going to
the Superdome.
Their defense is good.
You play the New Orleans Saints
this
weekend.
I thought this was the Carolina Panthers game on Thursday.
Yeah, that's next
nope.
week.
No.
I was a week off.
That's why I was shocked by your statement.
Yeah, Crescent City is New Orleans, by the way. Sorry.
We're 9-point dogs?
We are, again, against the New Orleans Saints. Like, don't get me wrong. That team, like, Chris Olave is good. Alvin Kamara is an absolute animal. Like, Cam Jordan in that defense always shows up.
But
still the Saints, right?
Well, I think the Chargers are so much better than the Saints, and we were 9-point dogs against the Chargers.
It got down to, like, 8.5 by kickoff.
I don't get it.
I didn't touch it.
Maybe they think we really can't do shit about Alvin Kamara.
I mean, can't do shit about a lot, but
that's
damn.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, 9-point dogs.
This one hurts.
Yeah. What scares us? Like, but at the same time.
A good defense versus a bad offense.
How could you ever bet against the Bears or bet the Bears anymore? I can't bet them anymore.
You were crucifying me like 2 weeks ago for never betting the Bears.
Yeah, but things have changed. 2 weeks, things have changed. They're unbettable. Like, games that they're supposed to cover, they don't cover. You give them a bunch of points. And if I'm going to bet them, I'm probably going to bet them like just total reverse, like alternate line. Like, if they're getting like 6.5, just no.
Sure.
15. Like, that's how it's gone so far with the Bears this season, guys. I don't think they win. I think we're going to go through this schedule, and we're going to go through a lot of games where, like, if Tyson Bagent's your quarterback, he's just serviceable. I don't think the Bears win this game. I think Alvin Kamara is a lot.
He is a lot.
So
I kind of think we could at least cover 9 points.
You think it's a touchdown?
I jinxed this by game or placing my bet during the show last week, so I'm not doing it this time. Nope.
I really think, dude, this will be the first weekend that I don't bet the Bears.
I can't wait for Sunday morning.
That means we're winning.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's true.
Money line.
I guarantee he's going to live bet it.
No, I can't. Oh, I might 1-800 gambler, but
Dale is.
No, I'm not touching this game
since I lost.
No, yeah, that was. Oh.
You can't resist live.
No, I stayed. I was the live since I lost.
Oh, really? You just haven't placed a bet since your big loss?
Yeah, like if I lose, like the budget. I need to stop. Well, yeah, like blew I blew the budget for a while. I gotta wait.
Gotta reload.
Gotta reload.
One punch.
It's the first time that it's gone back. That way. Otherwise, it's gone. Anyway, yeah, just gotta reload.
Guys, just a little bit of news looking into this game. Matt Eberflus announced that Tyson Bagent will be the starter. Okay. Weirdly, though, Justin Fields has not been ruled out for Sunday yet.
So he's available.
And if they've already announced Tyson Bagent as the starter, what is going on here?
I mean, they probably do that waiting thing. I'm guessing Fields is ruled out.
Yeah.
And they're just making them have to play in two different defenses.
Yeah. Might be gamesmanship.
Yeah.
Or it might be total fucking dysfunction.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
Negligence
on the side
runs
that.
Deep within the organization.
Negligence runs
deep. We talk
deep
about it
these ones.
Every day, every week. They're stupid.
Guys, we do a little we win if, right?
Misa, the Bears.
Shit. I'll go first. We win if Alvin Kamara eats a shit ton of, like, bad seafood the night before. Mm. Just really bad, right? Sketchy, probably shouldn't have ate it and got seconds. He wakes up on Sunday, a little bit of tummy ache. A little bit of Bijan Robinson.
Little bubble guts.
A little bit of Bijan Robinson. I don't feel too good today.
Little hot hoop.
Little three carries first half, and let's see how it goes. Mm-hmm. That's about the only way that I think the Bears, I don't think they stack up well on any side of the ball here.
Yep.
Dale.
Sorry, hit me with the on. I think if Tyson Bagent can get his hands on some Compound V, then
nice.
Maybe. Oh, we got to, yeah, I think
episodes,
we could get back in there.
Gen V,
maybe.
I got to watch those. Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
That'd be wild, by the way. An NFL with superpowers. Just,
I mean,
chaos.
Once again, let them take steroids.
Dead people on the field.
They're grown men.
Yeah. There should be a separate steroids.
The home
league.
Run race is great.
Yeah. It was.
Bring that back.
Sam.
They're staying on your note, or just staying with you here, Marcos. We win if Alvin Kamara flies to Vegas at any point before the game. Maybe goes to a nightclub. Maybe, like, gets harassed a little bit. Maybe punches someone in the face.
You know, some outlandish, out of this world, would never happen in real life.
Oh, God.
Ever.
No.
It totally
never,
wouldn't.
Would never, ever,
no.
Never.
No.
He ever, would never serve never, a suspension
ever,
for it.
No.
No.
This is purely hypothetical. And if that were to happen, they would probably be down a very, very good player, and then we could cover.
Jake.
You guys did some crazy shit. I think mine's pretty sane.
Mm.
I just think we outright win. Now we win if we're winning this game. I've convinced myself in the last 5 minutes that, one, 9 points is egregious. Two, you're not wagering on this game. Three,
it's a dead giveaway.
Three, I've never believed in the Saints. Expect the unexpected. We're going down there and winning this football game, and we're going to shock the world.
I won't bet it, I promise. I promise I won't bet it.
We're winning.
You can bet
we,
it.
No.
We're
you
winning. It's
word,
not even a we win.
You have my word.
I could say some dumb shit about, like, somebody eating some Cajun food and, like, exploding.
Excuse me, sir? Some dumb shit? It took a long time for me to come
we
up
all
with
should
that.
Fight.
Yeah, man. Am I purely hypothetical
some
idea?
Dumb shit.
Shit.
Please continue.
No, I said. Did you hear what I said?
No.
You
someone ate some Cajun food and exploded.
He said someone ate some bad seafood.
I mean, that's kind of what
and he
said.
And their ass exploded.
Yeah, you just kind of.
Is said. That what you said?
Yeah,
it's pretty
you
close.
Even
so
listen what? To me anymore.
It's what you
even
said.
Listen.
This is why they have sex with the lights off.
Huh?
Marcos and Jake.
Not anymore.
Oh, you turned them back on.
Solar panels. Solar panels. Yeah. Jake.
He's dumbfounded.
Explain yourself. Guys, let's move on. We'll do a little sports minute. So go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our other favorite Chicago sports teams. We'll start with the Chicago Cubs. Dale, anything going on?
Nope.
Producer Jake, anything going on with the White Sox? Guys, how about MLB playoffs?
It's a must-win game for the Diamondbacks.
Down 3-1. Yes.
Do you consider this a must-win game?
Loser goes home.
Is it, Dale?
Loser
is it a must-win?
Fucking yeah! It's a definition.
0-0.
Is it Dale's draft game of the week? That's the definition of it.
Yeah. Do you know what must-win games are?
Yes, it's must-win. They go home.
Locked at zeros.
They
mid,
were just
sixth.
Oh, Uvaldi had bases loaded, bottom five with two outs. So I was curious to see how that
two went. Of the top pitchers in the league going at it in a loser goes home game is pretty fun, though.
True.
One of the rare examples of like spending big money in free agency and actually paying off with success.
Success.
Like, yeah. Like
this is what we need.
Jerry listens.
Jerry listens.
This is what baseball needs.
Jerry's really into
most expensive team wins championships. Jerry, you hear me?
You guys think the Rangers close it out?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, their bullpen is
doesn't even
trash,
matter that Adolis Garcia is out.
Dude, that Rangers team is so good, so and they've looked the part for the better part of like
the year,
the season.
Yeah.
At no point was there like oh
they won't make the playoffs.
Yeah, they've looked good. The
They were cold to start. They were bad to start the year.
Okay.
But then they
by
were
the end
not.
Of April it was
they were not.
Yeah. I was going to say,
it's like 170 games, 180 games ago.
I'm trying to think
how
back.
Fucking long baseball seasons are.
It's just been rolling.
Guys, we move on to the Chicago Bulls. Chicago Bulls 2-2.
500, baby.
500.
That's what we look at. 500. I used to drive a Ford 500.
So I'm going to start with, some.
Come on.
Get it out.
I hate Patrick Williams.
Yeah, there it is.
What is happening right now? Like, Patrick Williams apparently is looking for a contract extension, looking for about $200 million.
Right now? Right now?
$200 million, not $20 million.
You let him go test free agency, right?
$200 million. I drive him to test free agency.
I'll drive him to every meeting.
I take him to every single one. I get
I'll
his
sit in the corner.
Suit pressed. I'll be your letter of recommendation. Guys, Patrick Williams is not a $200 million player. I believe that he had... I think he's averaging like 3-4 points a game. He had one. He's at two of the first four games. He had single digits, deferring a lot. Patrick Williams is. It was a great idea. He's a physical freak. Like he looks the part. He looks like he should be really really good, and he's just okay.
Wasn't there one game last year like the Pat
he had a couple.
Game? It was like 27 points, 30 points. Maybe.
He had a couple, but I mean, it's just like. Dude, I'm not paying that much for Patrick Williams. And, like, the fact that you think you're worth that, like, God bless you. Go get it. But that's not me.
You're just not going to.
Guys, and then the Bulls in general, just 2-2. It's been up and down. You had that crazy game after we recorded that game against, what was it, the Raptors?
We shouldn't have won that game.
Nope.
No, we shouldn't have won that game. Recording, so we didn't see
that's
a chunk
DeMar
of it.
At the end of the game,
yeah,
he gets like a bunch
and
of.
And
yeah.
Alex Caruso, like, fakes get
yeah.
punched
yeah.
in the
yeah.
face.
Yeah. Dude,
what a flop.
I caught up on a lot incredible. Of that game after we recorded last week because I'm like, how the fuck did this happen? Guys, the Bulls were down like by 15 points at like 7 minutes left in the fourth. Like, came back and just won a game that they weren't supposed to win. 2-2, the constant theme of the season so far is they shoot like they're a three-point team, and they are miss. Not a three-point team.
The analysis I heard recently today was that they have Coby White on the floor who shoots, but they just want him to drive and distribute. And it's just a messy model, and it doesn't work.
Well, and this team just it's tough for this team because that's not how they're built. Like, you have a lot of guys that
right,
play
that,
iso ball.
That was the
ball.
Point. That was the
like,
point.
Yeah,
yeah,
like DeMar DeRozan is a back down.
Zach
like, he's
as
a
well.
True mid. He's a yeah. mid-court monster, like just like mid-range monster there. Like, he's not chucking up 7-8 threes a game. Zach will give you either 51 points and no assists, or he'll give you 9 points on 1 of 10 shooting from 3. Like, you're going to get
– And no defense.
You're going to get ups and downs. Vooch has played very well this season. His three-point numbers aren't where I think we would hope. And honestly, let's just bring that expectation down a little bit. But the guy continues to be a walking double.
Jake said no.
Yeah.
Jake loves Vooch.
Vooch continues to be a walking double-double. enjoy this team. I see red all the time.
If you're the starting center of an NBA team that gets minutes, is it that hard to be a walking double-double nowadays?
Yes.
Just to get a board and 10 points.
I think the scoring part is equally as hard as the rebound part.
The layups are as hard as...
I hear. I'm asking, not telling.
Guys, anything else on the Bulls? Any questions? Oh, I do have information. Actually, Trevor asked about it a couple weeks ago.
For you,
the NBA tournament, the in-season tournament.
Yeah,
right.
Total clusterfuck, and I don't understand why they're doing it. So it starts. I believe it starts November 3rd, and so it runs. So it's group play first, and all teams participate in group play. You are in groups with other teams in your same conference, not necessarily in your division. Winners of group play then go on to an elimination style bracket, and then it's single elimination. There's going to be an in-game winner. Those games are played in Vegas like first or second week of December. Winning team, every player gets $500,000, and there's a trophy.
So is the regular season on pause?
Basically.
Yes.
I know what they're
trying. It has
to
be.
They're trying to
pay the guys that don't make much money.
Yeah.
On the good teams.
Well, and you're just, I mean, again, this is now an event. Viewership. It's a spectacle.
You're not going to have guys sitting out as much.
I will say, take a look at the courts. Every team released like images of what they're
like. Is it like a special court?
In-game. Yeah, it's like a special, like they're all like funky colors and stuff. The Bulls one is incredible. The Bulls one's incredible to the point where like, if we can do that, run that shit every year. It's like all red, black
Bulls.
Lines. Dude, it's so sick. So
oh,
I don't really, okay. Yeah. I don't really understand the play-in. I don't understand the need for the play-in tournament, but Trevor asked about it a couple weeks ago, and it's about as crazy as you would think it is. Sam, what was your question?
I was going to ask when we trade DeMar this year.
Oh, my God. They're going to play basketball on that thing?
On that red court? Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh. Ooh.
When do we trade him?
I don't know. I don't know if you trade him or not. I mean, at the same time, though, like, I don't know if you give him a supermax.
Well, do you trade Zach then?
I think you trade Zach, dude. I think this might be the year that
if
you
you're trade,
trade Zach.
One.
If you're going to trade one of them, if the season goes to the point where, like, it's not looking good and, like, there's total dysfunction and the dysfunction of, like, the last 18 months continues, you do have to hit a point where, like, this is the final, like, again, backs against the ropes. Like, you either have to, like, shit or get off the pot. You're either going to continue to run this and be a 41-41 team, or you're going to accept that, like, you got it wrong and you're going to start moving guys before the deadline. If Zach or DeMar or guys like that were to get moved, it's not happening until like,
running up
until
the
deadline.
Deadline,
right?
Yeah.
Up to the deadline. So, Jake, get us into the Chicago Blackhawks.
Had a bad one the other night.
Brother, I was so happy.
But we got a goal in the first 30 seconds.
28 seconds in, I'm like, babe.
We're going
great
to the,
sports
we're going
night.
To the ship.
Connor scored 28 seconds and we're good.
He's going to score 28 goals tonight.
How'd that game end up?
8-1.
Oh, it's a bad turnaround.
So we're learning something. We're learning something. We're starting to get into the groove of the season. We're like 8-9 games in. Okay, that's a decent little sample. Little sample. Bet the over when Soderblom plays goalie. And bet the under when Mrazek's in net. That's
it.
What we're learning.
Got it.
There's a distinct difference between
those
two.
There's a distinct difference between the two. One is good. One is
not
pretty scary back there. Kind of lets in some softies. Or
ooh,
in the other
nice.
Night, a lot
hey,
of softies.
Hey, what's up, dog?
Hey. But Connor Bedard.
But God, he's fun.
Goddamn.
He's so
can
he's
he
cool.
Shoot the puck quickly? The goal he had 28 seconds in, a pass from Kurashev, that puck was on that stick for half a second. Other guys dusted off a little bit and then shoot it. He was shooting as he was receiving.
He likes
and it wasn't a one timer. He didn't like wind up and clap it. He just catches and releases
it. Like when
just
he
snappy,
catches it, the puck goes with it. It really never leaves the stick. So that way, that momentum like carry. Dude,
keeps
it's
it going.
Beautiful.
It's almost like he's really, really, really.
It's
really
almost like he's got the best shot in the league.
It's a good shot.
It's a
God
great
damn,
shot.
It's a fantastic that shot.
Guys, the Hawks. The Hawks.
The Hawks.
The Hawks. You want a hot dog?
Guys, the Hawks are going to be bad this year. They're going to be frisky. They're going to be bad. But like, it's going to equate to a fun season with a great draft pick, with a bunch of draft capital, a ton of money to spend in the offseason, and a top five player in the NHL when the season's over.
We could win the lottery again.
Oh my
we
god!
We could win the lottery.
Chief is already
some 17-year-old kid.
Chief's
out
already
there.
Doing the lottery.
I'm gonna simulation. Do it right now.
Yeah. Chief's already doing the lottery balls.
Ryan Whitney was talking about some kid that he's like, yeah, he's playing in BU, and it's
current state. We are in picking fourth. I'm gonna sim. We went down one.
This is a fun.
Top five.
We're doing this bit
top five.
So
we
early.
Sim tomorrow. We sim tomorrow.
We are doing this bit early. I can't wait.
I want you to sim that five more times and then text me the
results. What's nice, though, is we're also not getting any pity points. We're 3-6. We have 6 points.
The hard way.
We've got all the points.
Yep.
Two's better than one.
Jake, all anything right. else on the Hawks?
No. They're just keep watching. It's fun to watch. It's going to be a fun year.
Guys, we move on. Let's do a little Schmegmans. Same stats.
So,
who's this week's not that guy?
I was gonna be Josh McDaniels because that guy's just a piece of shit.
Do you guys see the? Do you see the Bill Belichick presser after he got fired? So it was today's.
Well, how'd that go?
Well, so they asked him. They're like, "Hey,
you
know,
bring him back?
With Josh McDaniels, is there any chance that you bring him back?" And Bill's response is just perfect. We're on to Washington. It's like Josh McDaniels is like, yo.
He's done.
Fuck. That's crazy.
That's also just very Bill. Like, I'm not talking.
My fallback plan
we're
is
on
now.
To Washington.
We're here to talk about Washington.
We're on to Washington.
We're on to Washington. Mac Jones is
Jake,
what'd
you expect? The Colts kind of dodged a bullet.
With what? Oh, with Josh McDaniels? Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Wasn't he also?
Frank Reich took the job.
Was McDaniels in Denver too?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he has failed now twice as a head coach.
Oh, yes.
Not many people get two bites at the apple. You got to be really fucking bad.
They're like, it was
and
the
also
personnel.
A really good salesman to like Holy convince shit. Team two to let you run it.
Right.
Because but like
Hackett only came in for a year.
Al Davis is an idiot. So.
Oh, yeah.
Looking rooted.
Cuts his own hair.
Of the nth degree.
Puts a bowl on there.
It looks Jake, immaculate.
Who's not that guy?
It's me.
Okay.
I'm going to hell.
Hey.
What?
Hi.
Told you guys about this earlier, but
first
I'm
class?
Tell the world. First class trip to hell. Amy was telling me that the blind kid at school was given just all the kids just like talk to Amy, tell her stuff all the time. Just talking to her. He told her the blind kid was giving her movie recommendations and I was like, that's
fuck.
That's
it's
I
like,
mean
great soundtrack.
Dialogue excellent.
Well, it's got to change a movie. When Jake sent that, I was thinking like movies now mean different things.
Yes.
Like you watch Titanic and it's like somebody let that guy die is basically what happened. Like that's that movie. Kind of negligent.
Yeah, the rich girl
negligent.
Let the poor guy die.
You think he's ever watched The Quiet Place?
Oh no.
I don't think he watches much.
Damn it. That's also a good point. It's a good point. I'm going to hell.
You think he listens?
Sean's
not
so
that
quiet.
Guy.
Sean's so mad right now.
Hey.
Fucking stop.
Sean,
I'm right here.
Sean goes scuba diving and it blows my mind.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's good at it. Yeah.
You know,
once
up,
you hit a certain depth, yeah. Nothing can see.
You know, up
we
is
learned,
up.
The entire world learned that this year.
Oh, true.
Not good. Guys, my not that guy this week is Chris Broussard.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Broussard proceeded, and I'm just quoting him. He... I'm actually not going to say it because it feels so horrible.
Just dolphin knows it.
Chris Broussard dropped a... He said retard. Dolphin it, Jake. I want
no.
you to have to dolphin it.
No.
So he dropped a hard
so
R.
So funny.
And then
It's wrong. Still, it's funny that the situation occurred.
After he says it,
Nick Wright's
then he
face.
I forget
God.
Who he was even talking about, but he says
he
basically
talking
like...
about Nick Wright.
He's like, yeah.
His take
don't
on
be
Harden.
A... Yeah. And... Then he's like, well, and I say that, I got to say, I say that because my first cousin is.
Well, he said that in his apology. He's like, I'm sorry. He's like, I want to apologize for that. I shouldn't have said that. My cousin is.
And it's like, dude, that's like racist jokes.
It's like, I know.
That's like making a black joke and saying, but like, no,
like,
I have
black
friends.
I got
it's
a black
like,
friend.
No, you this fucking is, idiot. Yeah. That's not how this works anymore. I love that the times are like this, though, now where like 30 years ago, people were like, Now it's like, yo, buddy. You can't say that.
But I also think he's going to survive it. Just
because it's FS1.
So, yeah. Do you know what? So,
it's Fox.
Be all right.
It's Fox.
They're
going to
be
it's
like,
okay.
They're going to be like, well, Nick was.
It's the.
He was kind of a.
the South Park episode resurface because of this latest incident where
the F word,
the F word,
the other
like,
F word.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you can't say that. It's like it bleeps it out unless you are gay. And then he's like, I can say it, and he says it, no bleeps. And then it goes around the room. Everybody's getting bleeped, and the one guy's like, yeah, says it, and then it doesn't bleep. He's like, oh. It's like, we learned something.
Oh. Didn't know.
Way ahead of their time. Did South Park just way ahead of their time.
Nail it.
Dale, who's not that guy this week?
Just Eberflus for having another coach that just is off the rails. Dude, you're the guy. Figure it out.
Is this rock bottom?
Yes, he already knows that.
For
he
who?
Is dumb.
For us? No, I feel like I've
no.
Been lower.
We go so much lower.
I feel like I've been lower.
Dennis Reynolds.
There's no way we've been
lower.
Dude.
There's
no way.
We won 3 games.
Mike Glennon.
Come on.
John Fox
couldn't even come close to the dysfunction. Guys, 2 coaches have lost their jobs in 9 weeks. I don't think you understand just how incredibly difficult.
I'm so numb.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even feel.
Just kind of
floating. Like, this
the
is.
The news keeps coming. I'm just like, yeah.
This is a season where you literally, like.
That sounds right.
You get more news from Monday to Saturday than you get from Sunday.
The type of news where you're not, where, like, someone tells, like, oh, yeah, did you hear Jimmy from high school went to jail? It's like,
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
I didn't
sense.
Know, but mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
that checks out.
I would have told you.
That makes sense.
Bears fired another coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mid-season. Yeah. Mid-season. Another coordinator.
Like mid-level coach.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why okay. HR violation?
Oh, yeah.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, let's do who can or cannot dog sit for you. I will start.
Okay.
Dog sitting for me is me.
Okay.
Oh, bold.
In Trick or Treat Dad candy version. Because if you were one of the first couple kids that came to the house, I set you up for life. So immediately.
The first couple kids are usually the youngest kids, though, too. So
that's true, too. They do deserve it.
Get them hyped.
They do. Get them sugared up.
Get them hooked.
Oh, you got them hooked.
Little bit of
crack. First one's free.
Little bit of crack. So, guys, it me.
You got to invest that candy. Let it, you know, grow over the next 10 to 12 years.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Dale, who can or cannot dog sit for you? The CBO Billion.
Dog sitting for Willie, and this is a... Like unveiled attempt to sway him to stay here because Willie's such a good boy and so lovable. Is Montez, welcome to Chicago. I hope you're great, and if you spend time with Willie, you will want to stay longer.
I like that.
Sammy Stats.
So, dog sitting for me this week would be all the strippers in the greater Los Angeles
James
area.
Harden.
Oh. Yeah,
they're going to be doing well. They are going to be living high on the hog for at least.
They won't be dogs in for you at this point.
No, but they could.
They
could. They're going to be
if they retire.
Sitting on his dog.
On that dog.
I don't do strip clubs.
Yeah. But.
When Andrew Gambler.
Yeah. So they're going to be doing well.
Oh, wait. Did you guys see the Blueface? Was at the Rams game and he had strippers on like a field suite.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. And like there's like a suite of like a family.
Who did it
next
hockey
to them.
Game? At the Florida Panthers game.
I forget who it was.
Another, like, B-list. It was like a B-list rapper.
Dude, it just chaos.
Incredible.
I love that shit.
Oh, I think it's hilarious.
Jake, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Handle?
Dog sitting for me is a person that has dog sit for me. It's gonna be my dad. He just turned 60.
My name's Jeff.
Oh, shout out, Hefe.
Yeah.
Big shout out.
Happy birthday, Dad. It was a week ago.
Let's go hunting.
Big golfer.
Going hunting. Big golfer.
Big golfer.
Big golfer.
At the Berry.
Hunter and
dad.
Guy that can build things.
Yeah.
That's
craftsman.
Most
craftsman. A tradesman.
A lot of dads.
When do we learn that part? When does that,
we
just
don't.
Wake up?
We
do
don't.
We wake up
they,
one morning?
They
and
did this stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know how we don't?
We don't.
They did.
They do.
Yeah, we buy it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and watch YouTube videos for it.
Yep.
And ask
watch a ton
them.
We
and
do have YouTube.
And Reddit it. Oh, dude, I
so
we
much
can go
Reddit. Fall.
Oh,
so
I YouTube how to
yeah,
a lot.
I YouTube and Reddit, like, between those two, I'll figure it out.
I don't need a book.
No.
YouTube
this is
a big
book.
Part
or
of the remodel.
My mentor is the internet.
Yeah.
Guys, anything else? then that is going to be a wrap on episode 91. Again, guys.
It was Kodak Black with the strippers at the Panthers game.
That's what it was.
Oh, it's not a B-list. Maybe B-list.
I would not say B-list. He's I love a, me some a. Kodak.
All right. All right.
Guys, that's going to be a wrap on episode 91. Enjoy the games this weekend. 1-800-GAMBLER. Gamble responsibly. See red. Bear down. And, man, I love you guys.
Bears. Money line. Bears. Money line. Bears. Money
Jake
line.
Thinks the chicken came before the egg.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Oh, I heard another one that also equally wrecked my brain. What came first, the plants or the seed?
The seed.
This is kind of bonus content.
A seed, yeah. Seed.
This is the bonus content part of the show. Talk about things that you learned way too late in life. This one's tough. The saw that's like it's a blade, it's automatic, it's serrated.
A sawzall.
Sawzall. Mm-hmm.
A reciprocating saw.
So
excuse me.
Also
a reciprocating saw.
Also aware of that. So didn't realize or really hear. Maybe it's the Midwestern like accent in all of us. Didn't know it was sawzall.
Yes.
Sawzall.
Sawzall.
You said sawzall.
Sawzall.
Shasha.
It's like sawzall.
Sawzall. S-A-W-Z.
The paisas all on our cruise, they call them sosos. Sosos. And la soso.
Sawzall. No one pronounces the L's. You don't have to.
That makes me really happy.
Sawzall. This is a real mirror.
Sawzall. 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 Bears. Bonus counter. But she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. The boys are back.
Not that guy. Get down, girl, gon'
head, get down. How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The bestest friends in the whole world.
Go Cavs. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys. Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love
and
celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.